Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I just took one of these ice lollies. I shoved it in his mouth. Leah, the poor Virgin Atlantic cabin crew, was like, "What are you doing? You can't do that. You can't do that." I was like, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Autolytics podcast. We are now episode 55, and you join us from a very, very special place. This is our special place, isn't it, Rory?
The room we share?
Yeah, that's why it's special. We are in Vegas, baby, and this is Rory and my room. We're in the Sahara.
Yeah.
Hotel, motel.
Yeah. Holiday Inn.
Inn? Yeah, why not? Why not?
I've got my own room because I'm VIP.
No, it's because you snore.
No, it's because I'm VIP.
Very introverted. I can't use that word anymore. Can I? anyway, yes, we are here in Vegas. We are 5,500 miles away approximately from home. And we're here for SEMA, but we've been doing more than just SEMA. So SEMA is a big car show, industry only really. And they have one day, I think, which is open to the public, which is Friday.
Yeah.
Today is Tuesday, the first day of SEMA. We'll get onto that in a little bit. But before we do any of that, a massive hello to Jacob Listening, Deburring Missile Rails in sunny Rochdale, Rich and his son, Rudy, who just turned 5. Happy birthday, Rudy. We've got Archie listening to the podcast while lying on the floor on his 2007 Citroen C1 for the first ever oil change. Got Matty on his way to pick up his new gearbox for his Toyota Yaris. John from Brighton driving his Honda Jazz. Chris Brewer listening poolside on holiday in Mexico. Alessandro driving up Stelvio Pass in his 1966 US spec Honda Accord coupe manual.
That's cool.
Captain Bell Ami, who just parked up an 80-foot yacht he's been working on. Emma, Alex and Finn crawling around the M25 on their way to the Peak District. And
Roy's mum, Jackie.
You all right, mum?
God, you sound really tired.
Oh, I'm very tired.
You are very tired.
Rory's crashed. Yeah. Not physically, just mentally crashed.
Yeah. My body has crashed. Or like it's been shitting in some woods.
Yes. Oh, which we'll get onto very, very shortly as well. Because before that, a quick shout out to this week's podcast sponsor, Carly, who have an amazing new and free tool design for everyone, whether you know about cars or not, to get an idea of what's wrong with your car at home and avoid pricey diagnostic costs. Because let's face it, if you're listening to the podcast, you're not going to be driving around in a brand new car with a 7-year warranty on it.
They might be.
No, they're going to be driving around in shit boxes that need some work. And the way that Carly's new tool works is super easy. All you need to do is input your car details, tell Carly what symptoms your car is suffering from, and Carly's drop-down lists with 60 million plus data points combined with AI will give you potential car issues and the maximum price that you should expect to pay. You should actually use that because your cars are always quite shit and always breaking down quite a lot, aren't they, Rory?
Not as much as Taylor's.
That's true.
That is actually very true. Yeah, exactly. So say, for example, your car has a misfire or an unsteady idle. Carly might tell you that there's a problem with your mass airflow meter. But not only that, because Carly will also tell you how much you should expect to pay in parts and labor to get it fixed. So you know that you won't get ripped off if you decide to take it to a garage. So if you want to get the jump on any issues with your car, any issues whatsoever, then check out Carly's free, yes, free repair costs feature right now. Taylor, maybe you should use that on your what is it, Alpina? Your 320D?
Yeah, it has broken.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe plug in some details and it'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah, I should
probably
do
driver
that.
Error in this yeah, case, probably. Isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, like I said, we are in Vegas. What have we all been up to for the past few days? Rory, let's get started with you.
Shitting in some woods.
Yeah. Oh, please yeah. Tell us more. We do like your shitting stories.
Well, you know, we took a Cybertruck out to the Grand Canyon and it was all lovely.
It was fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, no.
We were taking really nice pictures, weren't we?
We were. We just literally got out of the cars. We then saw the amazing view and then suddenly my stomach was just, it was just in awe of the view.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It was so shocked by the beauty of it.
Uh-huh.
That suddenly I needed to go.
You did.
Your stomach wanted to get out and have a look at the view.
It did, yeah.
So we were taking pictures and then Rory was holding the camera. He's like, lads, got a problem. I need to shit. And we're like, all right, we'll just go to the visitor center. I need to shit right now. I've got a problem. Have you got any toilet paper? And we're like, yeah, let's just get a whole roll of toilet paper out of our back pocket. Yeah, because that's what we do. And then you panicked. I think your whole body temperature rose. You started sweating.
I did, yeah.
And then what was going through your mind except for shitting yourself, right?
I was just like, whatever I can grab, I will grab. So yeah. I grabbed my T-shirt.
From the Cybertruck, yeah.
And I ran into the woods until I could not run any further because I might shit myself.
He was still on the road at that point. Yeah, cars flying past him.
Yeah, and then I crouched in a bush and all hell let loose.
Really?
Yeah, it was violent.
Did you feel better?
I felt... relieved.
Really? What kind of bar pressure were you running at that point?
I think it was at least 37 PSI.
37 really? PSI? Yeah, wow. Yeah, okay, yeah. So you were ready to blow.
Yeah, it was explosive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then and then you mentioned the T-shirt. What happened with the T-shirt, Rory?
Well, I had to wipe my ass with a T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
But may I add?
Yeah, go on.
Lovely experience.
Really?
Yeah, well, cotton.
Yeah.
It's very soft.
Was it 100% cotton?
It must have been, actually. Okay.
Yeah. Any polyester in there? Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know, but it was comfortable and it was absorbent.
Oh, fantastic.
We were there for literally 4 or 5 minutes and Rory shit everywhere.
Yeah,
I did, yeah.
Also, we're like 4 or 5 minutes in the podcast and Rory's talking about shit stories again.
Everyone seems to like them.
They really do.
It's
really
quite funny.
Yeah.
Also, let's just carry on from that. Alex, you nearly shit yourself as well.
Oh, last night. Yeah. So, yeah, we went out for some drinks for Petrohedonism, like it was a welcome to SEMA party. And, yeah, you know, we haven't been sleeping very well.
No.
I don't deal with sleep very well. And the way my body reacts to that is like my guts are like, nah, you're right. No, not today. No, you want to get out of bed? Yeah, well, I'm going to shit now. So, we were at this party and I said to Taylor and Roy, I was like, if I drink cocktails, I'll probably be in trouble.
Fair.
But we had these chips, you know, not like eating chips, like the poker
casino chips,
and you get a free drink with that. And like we smashed like 4 or 5 cocktails and then we were like, we should probably go home now. And I was like, brilliant. Rory,
what happened? There was more urgency from you, Alex, because you were like very much seemed to be up for having another drink, and then suddenly
it was
suddenly you were like, let's go, let's go, and then you were like, Rory, where's the Uber?
Yeah,
so where's the Uber?
Yeah, we got stuck outside chatting to some people, and the Uber wasn't coming. I was like, Rory, where's the Uber? And you're like, oh, I think it might be that one. I was like, right, I'm going to go check, and then I literally had to walk away from the conversation because I felt my gut starting to drop.
Were they churning?
Oh my God, they were churning. Mm. And I was just like, oh, I'm going to shit myself in front of everyone here. It's really, really bad. And then I did a little bit of a walk, calmed myself down, got my body temperature back down.
Mm.
And then I was like, fine. And we got in the Uber. And then I was like, how long until we get to the car? And it was 15 minutes. I was like, I think I can probably do about 14 minutes and then I'm in trouble.
Mm.
And then my stomach again in the Uber started to churn. We got out and then I just had to run to the hotel room, just empty myself.
Fair.
Yeah.
I've got a funny shit story from this trip as well.
Oh, please. Yes.
So on the way here,
obviously
we were on a Virgin Atlantic flight
and
we got a bit friendly with the flight attendants.
Yeah. What was it?
Leah and Jack.
Yeah, they
were really nice. Actually.
They were great.
And I was sat in my chair.
Yeah, you were just
chilling. You know, just chilling, watching a little film or whatever. And then you walked past and you were
did.
Like, pub.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And you were like, let's go to the pub.
Yeah.
And I was like, right. Okay. So we walked to the back of the plane.
Yep.
And we got friendly with Leah and Jack, the flight attendants, and they just kept serving us alcohol.
They did, yeah. Because I spoke to Jack and I said, can I have another gin and tonic? Because I don't like flying.
Yeah.
And I like to, you know, just take the edge off a little bit, one or two gin and tonics. And like the gin little bottles, they're like probably the equivalent of a double.
Yeah.
And like I said to Jack, oh, could I have another one? When he walked past, he was like, what?
I knew it was bad when I was, because this is before we went to the pub.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting in my seat and I just saw Alex go back. And then he came back. He had this little gin bottle in his hand. And he was shaking at me with this grinning face, like
yeah.
And then it was only about 5 minutes had passed, and then he went back again, came back again, and then he was shaking another one in my face. And I was like, "Oh no, I can see where this is going."
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we must have spent about 3 hours of the flight.
It was 4 hours, according to the lady next to me.
Yeah,
4 hours we were away at the back of the plane, literally raiding the Virgin Atlantic little
drinks
metal cabinets. That no one has access to, but we knew were there.
Yeah. And we got absolutely pissed.
Oh, so pissed.
We ended up getting friendly with Leah and Jack and asking them for a job. And they gave us a job, which was to serve everyone on the flight and ice cream.
Yes.
Which we did.
Sorry, everyone.
Put an ice cream in a man's mouth who was fast asleep.
Yeah, so Tom from Maguire's sitting opposite the toilet, I thought it would be a really funny idea because I was really pissed. You were snoring away. And I just took one of these ice lollies. I shoved it in his mouth.
Still in the packet.
I would have hated you
and
so
Leah,
much.
And Leah, the poor Virgin Atlantic cabin crew, was like, what are you doing? You can't do that. You can't do that. I was like, it's not. I know it. And then he woke up with a start. He did not look impressed. So, Tom, I'm really sorry. I would
not be impressed either.
And we were walking down the aisle. We had an aisle each.
Yeah, we did.
And I was like, you know, people said, oh, yeah, I'd like one. And then I'd hand one, but I'd give them another one. And then I'd see Leah, like, take it back from them. And then, like, between my arm, she'd put it back in the box that I took it out from. So she was, like, just making sure. And I was like, don't worry about this first day. I was trying to get, like, fake payments from people. And I'd get, like, my mobile phone and I'd put it against my head. And I'd go, thank you, beep. It just seemed really funny at the time. But maybe to everyone on the Virgin Atlantic flight to Las Vegas, I deeply apologize.
I don't, because it was quite funny. We got a bit rowdy, but it was a good laugh. And I think a lot of other people on the flight found it quite funny as well.
Yeah, but maybe not at the back of the plane.
Maybe not so much as that. We did get a bit loud.
What happened at the end of the flight for both you guys?
Yeah, so what happened to you?
Getting on to that. So after we served all the ice creams, we went back to the pub, had a couple more drinks.
Oh, we kept on going back to the pub.
And then there was a bit of turbulence. And we were all asked to sit down.
We were.
Because the seatbelt light came on. Because it was getting a bit rocky.
Was it quite
bad,
apparently?
I think Leah and Jack just phoned ahead to the captain and were just like going, guys, can you just shake up the plane a bit just to get these guys to sit back down?
Maybe.
That's possible. But yeah, we all sat down and I sat down in my seat. Now, I was sat in the middle row between two people that I've never met in my life.
Because we actually swapped seats.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
And I sat back down and the two guys that I was in the middle of were fast asleep. Like stone cold fast asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was sat there absolutely pissed as a fart. And the room just started to spin.
The room? You mean the aeroplane?
The plane.
The
just
plane
started
was
to
spinning.
Spin, and I was like, "Oh my god, I am going to throw up."
Yeah.
Like, I felt pale. I felt really pale, and I was like, "I am going to be so sick."
Yeah.
And I sat there and sat there and sat there, and in the end, I was like, "I can't do this anymore." And I asked the guy next to me. I woke him up, and I said, can I just go to the toilet?
So how did you decide to either wake up left man or right man?
I did left man because he kept waking up every now and again.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I thought,
yeah.
I don't think he's fully asleep.
Yeah,
I think he's just sort of napping.
Well, he's definitely not going to be now, is he?
No. So I woke him up.
Yeah.
And then I sort of stumbled my way down the aisle, clouting people's arms and legs as I was walking past.
Oh, God.
Went into the toilets.
Yeah.
I pulled my trousers down, sat down on the toilet, thinking I was going to throw up in the sink. I shit.
Okay.
And then I fell asleep.
You fell asleep on the toilet?
On the toilet for about half an hour.
During turbulence?
Yes.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Wow. I mean, yeah, you can't really make it up, can you? Yeah.
Not really, no. But it was quite pleasant. And then I woke up after about half an hour of being in there, and I did get some funny looks from the people that were awake, thinking, why the how was he in there for so long?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I sort of stumbled back to my seat.
Yeah.
I woke the man up again.
Oh, no.
Sat back down, and then I slept right up until the point we landed.
Fantastic. That's very good for you, yeah.
So, yeah, it was genuinely the funniest flight I've ever been on.
Yeah, I also went to the toilet, and then I went back, and I also slept, so that was fine.
No, you didn't just go to the toilet.
There was a
what
reason.
What happened?
Well, there was a reason I went to the toilet.
What happened in
I think
the toilet?
I think I was talking at the people next to me, because I decided at whatever time it was, like UK time is probably like 3 a.m. I was like, we should have a conversation right now.
Right.
And then the plane was spinning as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you know what? I'm not about this life. So I went to the toilet and threw up. Yeah. For the first time on a plane, because of the turbulence.
No, it was because you drunk too much.
I felt
bad about drinking all the gin and tonics. I wanted to give it back to the plane.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. But I was so pissed. I actually went to the toilet, and I'm not proud to admit it. I threw up because I was too pissed.
Yeah.
And I think I went back to my seat, and I think I just passed out.
Yeah, I did the same.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is obviously I nearly threw up, but you were way more pissed way before I was.
I was.
So I'm not surprised you threw up.
No, yeah. I think I was like two or three doubles ahead of you guys.
Because yeah.
As soon as there's turbulence, I'm like, nah, I'm out. I've got to get out off this plane. Mm. Or I just get pissed. So I just chose the latter option. And I did a bloody good job. And I dragged you boys down with me as well, which was fantastic.
Rory wasn't too pissed. Were you, Rory?
No.
It was just us.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was very, very good fun. We really enjoyed it. And thanks, Jack and Leah, for being such great flight attendants.
Yeah.
And Jackie as well.
Jackie, she's like the head lady, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah. And she's been doing it for 35 years, was it?
Yeah, yeah, something like that, yeah.
And yeah, we had a good old chat with her, and she was probably thinking, what are these drunken idiots at the back of my
I think boat? She was actually sent to the back just to make sure that we weren't a risk.
I think she was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, anyway, we've been in Vegas for a couple of days.
We have.
Go on, tell everyone what we've been up to a little bit.
So we, first of all, rented a Tesla Cybertruck. One of them.
Yeah.
And drove it from here in Las Vegas all the way to the Grand Canyon, which is 4.5 hours away, 250 miles, there or thereabouts.
Yeah.
We had another car with us as well, which is really cool, and Ben Fowler.
Yeah.
And yeah, we went on a mini USA road trip.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did like a total of 600 miles, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
in a Cybertruck. Like, this is like unobtainium for us.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But it's quite obtainable here. We went on like Airbnb for cars called Turo.
Yeah.
We just rented it. It was like, what was it, £600 for 2 days?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which was actually quite a lot compared to all the other stuff that's on there.
It's a Cybertruck, man.
But you guys didn't tell me what car you were renting.
No.
And when you were turned up in a Cybertruck, I like nearly fell over. I was like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So yeah, we went out in it. We used autopilot. It drove itself. We drove all through the desert, through the night.
Yep.
Stayed in a log cabin, which was really cool.
And we filmed all of this as well. So that'll be coming out in a couple of weeks' time.
And yeah, it was just a really, really awesome time.
Yeah.
It was great.
The last few days have been completely surreal, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like, we were driving back the other day. We were like, this just doesn't feel real.
The other day, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
It's just mad how the time's gone. But yeah, it just doesn't feel real. It is absolutely unbelievable. Like America in general, obviously, this is my first time.
Yeah.
Never been to the US before. It is amazing. And it is vast as well. It's so enormous, this country. It's amazing. And the cars are also awesome as well.
And the people are amazing as well.
Yeah, people are really, really nice, really kind, really caring and hospitable and all lovely. It's been really, really good. We have been a bit nonstop.
Yes.
As you can tell, if you are watching this with your eyeballs,
because
if you
look at Rory looks terrible.
He looks terrible.
Yeah.
He stood at the front of an explosion.
Yeah.
And
the explosion was my ass.
Yeah. And he's copped the whole ass explosion from himself.
Yeah. And without being disrespectful, Rory, you look absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I feel terrible.
But yeah, we've had an amazing time and the tiredness has been well worth it. Also, this morning went to a SEMA breakfast event with Jay Leno and Freddie Tavares and saw their interview and some award giving, and then went to SEMA and walked around probably 10% of it.
We haven't even scratched the surface of what SEMA has to offer.
Yeah, which is probably about the same size as the NEC Classic Car Show in the UK, and we've just seen 10%.
Exactly.
We then left there and we've been to Sin City BMW and seen some of their amazing creations and seen a limo with a swimming pool in it, and an armored vehicle from the Fast and Furious. Yeah. And we've done everything.
Yeah.
We've done absolutely
everything.
You literally
can't make it up.
Yeah.
Like the stuff we've done in 2 or 3 days, like most people would fit in a month.
Yeah. But we are feeling a bit frail.
Yeah, so you do look like shit. You look terrible, actually. You've aged by 10 years.
You've aged by 100 years.
You look very grey.
Mm. Hair-wise or face-wise?
Face.
Just face, yeah. And just your gut as well. It's quite grey.
My gut is big at the moment.
It is Mavis.
And that is because another thing that we've done since we've been in America...
Oh, God, don't. Just
is
don't.
Eat.
Yeah.
And we have eaten a lot.
Although I did have a salad at Chili's this evening.
Mm.
And it was the spiciest thing in the world as well.
Yeah, you said that. I had a lovely pasta, which was very nice.
You did, yeah.
But yeah, we have eaten a fantastic amount recently.
Yeah, our body weight and food.
Which is another reason why I think Rory's arse has been exploding a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's nonstop.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, is it just leaking?
It's just exploding
all
the
time.
Do we
need to get you nappies?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Maybe we could get sponsored by like Nappies for Men.
Okay.
What, Pampers?
Shout out to Huggies.
Huggies?
Huggies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you need more than a huggy. You need an enema.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Give it a rest.
Anyway, as for me, I've had a wonderful week. Mm. You know that 8 series that I bought from you?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've swapped that now. The deal has been done.
Okay,
there is an Alpha 156 GTA in the unit now.
Yeah.
It currently doesn't have an ECU, so we need to track one down. Mm. Give it a clean and then just maybe go on an adventure.
I must admit, I'm really, really, really excited about that car.
Yeah.
I said to you the other day, out of all the cars you've ever bought, I think it's up there with one of my favourite.
Oh, really?
Genuinely.
Oh.
I really, really like it.
And
it's
the way that
cool.
car was retrieved was interesting as well, because I gave you a little call and I just dropped a pin in WhatsApp. I was like, do you mind picking it up for me? And you're like, yeah, when do you want it done? I was like, tonight.
Yeah.
And then you went and collected it.
I went and stole it.
You did actually kind of steal it.
I stole it. So that's very exciting.
Before we continue, though, and especially those of you watching this podcast on YouTube, you'll have noticed that over the last few minutes, Rory's face has turned solid grey. So with the magic of editing, Rory is about to disappear from the rest of the podcast to spend an hour on the toilet. Poor guy.
Also,
yeah.
I did forget to mention.
Oh, excuse me.
Because I've been so bemused by the whole Las Vegas thing.
Yeah.
Just before we came here, I bought a new car.
Oh my God, yes you did.
I bought a new car.
Yeah, so so let's like rewind a little bit. You wanted to get something like a super saloon.
Yes.
So top of your list, remind us.
C63 AMG.
Wow, amazing. Second on your list.
Audi RS4.
Fantastic. E7. And then third, you know, like the boring one would be?
It's not boring.
Yeah, but third on the list, you know, the third one that you want to get out of those.
Yeah, E60 M5.
So which C63 did you buy?
I bought, drum roll please, and please don't abuse me for this.
C63, what?
I bought an E60 M5.
You didn't.
I did. It's Interlagos blue.
Oh, okay. So at least it's a colour, which is exciting.
It's a really nice colour, actually. Pictures don't do it justice. The main reason I bought it, I went to go and see one.
Yeah.
Mainly because it was quite local to the unit.
Yeah.
It was only 25 minutes away and it was quite cheap. Went to go and have a look at it. Really liked it. The problem that I had was I drove it and realised what an amazing car they actually are.
They do make a good noise, don't they?
It's not just the noise and it's not just the fact that it's a 5-litre V10.
Yeah.
It's the chassis.
Okay.
I spoke to a lot of people before making this decision because it's not really a small amount of money. It's not like the sort of car I've gone out and bought for a couple of grand and if I don't like it, I can sell it and, you know, it's easy. This is over £10,000.
It's a big amount.
Which is a big amount of money.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that I bought something that I'm actually going to enjoy and like and not just have for a week and think, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah.
So the main reason that I prefer the E60 is because the C63 is a fantastic car.
Fantastic.
It has a 6.2-litre V8 in it. It's an estate car, blah, blah, blah. Two things.
Yeah.
The interiors are a bit bland, which did put me off quite a lot. And it is still a C-Class.
Yeah.
It's not really, they've not really improved the chassis much.
And are they still open diff?
They're still open diff.
Oh, you can't have that.
You can't have that. It's got bigger brakes on it. I'll give them that. They've got a really nice brake setup on them. But it's not got that much special about the chassis to it.
Yeah.
It's a bit, I've heard from a lot of people, they're great in a straight line. They're great for showing off.
Yeah.
But they're not really a driver's car. They're not the sort of car that you can chuck into a corner and enjoy. The Audi, I was actually really keen on. I like
Are
the
they all-wheel drive?
They're all-wheel drive,
yeah, Quattro. Yeah.
Really like those, but everyone seems to have a negative opinion about them. A lot of people say that they portray a bit of a bad image, blah, blah, which I don't really care because I'm not buying the car for other people. I'm buying it for myself.
Yeah.
But I did get quite a lot of feedback from people that have owned them and said, yeah, they're really good, but they do suffer with suspension issues. They suffer with injector issues and they do understeer a lot.
Yeah, they suffer with
a lot of understeer, which I was a bit cautious about.
Yeah.
They're also a little bit more expensive than M5s, which I can't work out why. Yeah. So I went to go and see this M5 that was local to the unit. Really liked it, agreed a deal with the guy, and then for some reason it just fell through.
I was
supposed to go and collect the car last Wednesday.
Oh, that's annoying.
And I just got ignored, and one thing led to another, and I just thought, you know what?
Was this the Interlagos blue one?
It was another Interlagos.
Oh, another one. Yeah, yeah.
So I then put a post up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And
wasn't this after you said, nope, I'm not going to buy one. No, it's a terrible time to buy. I'm not going to do it.
I was a bit miserable, yes. You know what I'm like?
Yeah.
I was
dramatic.
So I then put a post out on Instagram and my mate Ethan messaged me and said, look, mine's not up for sale, but I would consider selling it. And I was like, how much that? And his one was lower mileage than the one I went to see. It was in nicer condition. It was a bit more original. The other one was a bit modified and it was just really nice.
Yeah.
Perfect spec as well. Really, really nice spec. We sort of negotiated on price. I went to go and have a look at it the day before we came out here. In fact, at 1 o'clock in the morning.
You need to stop buying cars at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Looked at it, drove it, fell in love with it, bought it. And I drove it home the night before we flew out to Las Vegas at 3 o'clock in the morning on the empty roads of England.
Fantastic, yeah. What time did you get home?
4 o'clock in the morning.
Right, okay.
In a 5 litre V10, and I was smiling from ear to ear and beyond.
What noise does it make?
It makes a very loud howling V10 noise.
Like what?
I'm not going to demonstrate it because I've had a beer and I'll shit. But yeah, it's really good.
Oh, amazing.
Really, really good car to drive. I'm really happy. It will take a little bit of getting used to the gearbox.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's SMG.
Yes. Yeah.
Like a single clutch automated manual gearbox.
Yeah, and you have to drive those quite hard to get the most out of them, don't you?
Not always. You just have to learn how to drive them. A lot of people say let off when they change gear and stuff like that. There's loads of settings for them as well. But I do kind of like it.
Good.
So I never used to like autos, but with this...
With your age now, yeah, you need to slow down.
It's not that. But with the M5, it's a bit hard to explain. But I feel like when they came out, they weren't the best.
Mm.
But now because they're old, they've got like a little bit of a delay between changing gears and stuff. They're kind of cool.
Okay.
It feels like old technology, but it works.
Yeah, Does that make sense? The gearbox isn't as seamless as like modern stuff.
Yeah.
It has that kind of mechanical feel to it. Okay, I get that.
And it does make a fantastic noise.
Oh yeah, I've heard some videos.
It's really loud.
It sounds so good.
It's got a modified exhaust on it. So it's a standard exhaust that's had some of the mufflers taken out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's for me personally, it's a little bit too loud. I will probably change the exhaust, but oh my God, on full chat, does it sound good?
Fantastic.
It sounds like a supercar.
So you're super happy with your 520D?
Yeah. I'm super, super happy. I can't wait to drive it and enjoy it and put some miles on it. And
excellent.
I'm just hoping, fingers crossed, with my bad luck with cars, it doesn't blow up.
Yeah. Speaking of another car that you know, I'm really looking forward to putting miles on, is my new daily driver.
Yeah,
I have not got rid of the Macan. I still have the Macan GTS. But in the meantime, I actually bought a new daily driver because we were up north of Manchester. We're doing a pickup truck challenge at the moment. And we went up to... very far away. It was about 300 miles away.
It was really far away.
Really far. On the way up, I was actually on Auto Trader and I found this amazing car. It was only 25 minutes away from the pickup place. And then we just did a little detour in the evening. And the guy actually opened up the dealership for me at 7:30 p.m. I had a look around the car and it is like perfect.
It's really
in every
nice.
Single way. It's got a electronically deployable tow bar. And yes, it is another BMW. It is a G31 530 diesel touring in carbon black. So it's like a really beautiful dark metallic blue. It's got the cream leather interior. It is. Oh, it is so comfortable.
It's really
the
nice.
The seats in that are so good.
I must say, it is really, really nice. And as cool as the Macan is, I just don't think you bonded with it, and it didn't really suit you, did it?
No, I mean, it's really fast and it's fantastic, but I don't suit that car. It doesn't suit me. It's too flashy. It's too fast for what I want. And do you know what? I just miss diesel, man.
Mm.
I miss a 6-cylinder BMW diesel, and I can get reliably 42 mpg, 43 mpg on a run, which is double what I'm getting in the Macan.
It is really good.
Yeah, it is. And it looks beautiful. And I just feel way more at home in a car like that. Yes, it's a BMW. Yes, it's touring. There's more space. And the thing I really like, it's got rubber mats.
It has, yeah.
So it is like grub proof.
Yeah.
And I'm quite grubby.
It's almost Alex proof.
Almost. Yeah.
But yeah, no, really nice car that. Well done.
So we had a look around. And also it's like $8,000 cheaper than the Macan. So I'm saving money and... I just can't wait just to put miles on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm super, super happy.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon. Obviously, you've mentioned that we did yesterday.
Yep, I think.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah,
what day are we on now?
We're Tuesday today. So the UK is actually 7 hours ahead. So we're filming this podcast at 21:38, which in the UK is like 5:38 in the morning.
That's early.
Yeah, it's really early. Mm. Really early. So my wife, Rianne, she's staying at her parents at the moment. So she will give me like a message at 5 a.m. for like baby morning feed.
Mm.
So we're still like in the evening, like doing stuff, having dinner, whatever. So I'll have a chat with her, go to sleep and then give her a call, which is our morning. But for them, it's like afternoon.
Yeah.
And like my mind is hurting at the moment.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I've never had jet lag in my life.
Yeah.
But here, I am struggling.
Really?
I am struggling. Oh. I wake up every morning at, 5, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I do tend to sleep through the nights, but I'm quite lucky in that I can tend to sleep through.
Sleep anywhere, anything.
Many conditions. But yeah, I am still getting up a bit early. And like Rory, I am feeling mega tired.
Yes.
Mega, mega tired, especially in the evenings.
It takes its toll. It really does.
Yeah. I seem to hit a wall. I get to a point, I hit a wall and I'm like, I am done now.
I need
to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Speaking of, where is Rory? Is he still?
I think he's probably passed away.
Yeah. Oh, poor. Do you think he actually made it to your room or has he shat himself like
somewhere
in the hallway?
I've no idea. He genuinely did look pale.
He did look pale. Yeah.
I do feel bad for him, bless him. But yeah.
He'll be all right. He's from Birmingham. He's like a cockroach.
Right.
it's been like amazing. Like, for me, America isn't a place I always aspire to go to. But when I'm here, I'm like, this is amazing. I want to spend more time here. But I go back to the UK, slip back into normal life, and then I forget how awesome America is.
Yeah.
But we just need to remember to come back here, do some really cool shit.
Yeah. I think we should set ourselves a target of coming back to America at least once a year.
Once a week.
Once a year.
Yeah, once a year is great.
Maybe we do a podcast in America every week.
Yeah. What, just fly out just to do a podcast?
Fly out, do the podcast.
We could
go
home. Pissed on a plane, on a Virgin Atlantic plane.
Brilliant idea.
Indeed.
We'll put them out of business.
We will. Right. We have received a message in the podcast email, which is
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
I thought there was just going to be silence because both of us are like, shit, what is it? I can't remember. from a guy called Sean, and he says, "Hi, Alex, Taylor, Rory and friends. I just wanted to write in to show my appreciation for everything you do. About a month ago, my relationship ended completely out of the blue, which physically and mentally destroyed me. I really struggled to face going to work and continuing my university studies and even contemplated ending my own life. If it wasn't for your podcast that I could listen to on my commutes and your videos I could watch in the evening to fill the quiet, I don't know if I'd still be here to write this email. I have an RX-7, which is my pride and joy, and your carnage and mayhem that you share with all of us is helping me get the motivation to do all the work I need to get her ready for next year's shows. Thank you for all that you do, and never stop doing what you want to do. That's what makes you such great success. All the best for the future, Sean." So from us, Sean, fantastic. Thank you so much that you wrote in. And we are like over the moon, overjoyed that us messing around podcasts and just genuinely shitting around with cars has reinvigorated your life. And to anyone else as well who's struggling, I'm actually wearing the wristband, which is Andy's Man Club. So, hashtag.
I am too, yeah.
Oh, you are as well.
I wear mine every day.
Yeah, so do I. So yeah, if you're struggling, get in contact with Andy's Man Club, because from all accounts, they are absolutely fantastic. And there's a whole like community of guys who talk about problems.
Yeah. And also, I would just like to say that is a really nice thing, Sean. It's really nice what you've written there.
Yeah.
And just remember, if you ever are struggling, you are always worth more than, you know, calling it a day. Let's say.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, like, yeah.
Things will always work themselves out. And we've always said that. That's exactly. That's a saying that we use every single day. It doesn't matter what shit you are dealing with in your life, what you're going through, what struggles you have, it will always get better.
Exactly.
It won't last forever, you know.
And there are always people who want to help you as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, even we go through a lot of tough times and we struggle and we go through a lot of shit. But we always get through it.
We
always work it out, and you know, things always get better. So you are always worth more than that.
Exactly. So. Very nicely said. Now, you may notice that I'm kind of like moving away from you a little bit. If you're watching on YouTube, it looks like I'm straddling Taylor a little bit.
Are you preparing to shit on my leg?
No, it's worse than that.
I'm going to move away.
It's your turn. It's your turn tonight. It's your turn tonight.
What? Right.
Right. So, obviously, Rory's not here. New game that we played in last podcast, which I really enjoyed, was Higher or Lower.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you remember that?
Yeah.
So, I'll start with a car, and there's a website called howmanyleft.com. And then I will plug in, like, a random car, and then How Many Left will tell me how many of those cars are registered on UK roads at that given time that I've plugged that car in.
Yeah.
So, we're going to play a game, and it's 1 point per question you get right. So, Taylor, you're playing against yourself. If you win, Taylor, you get to keep this remote control for a television.
I've got one of those in my own room.
No, but you can have this. You will actually get to keep this if you win against yourself. Oh, if fantastic. You get more than 5 points, you get to take this home as a memento, Las Vegas memento, that you won.
I'm sure the Sahara would really appreciate
it. I don't think they care. Judging by the cleaning, I mean, look behind here. It's disgusting. It is disgusting.
A bit grim.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right. So, a car, Taylor, that you drove recently that was very, very fast was?
The Project 8.
Yes, the XE Project 8. Do you know, and this is the first one, this is going to be our base, how many of those cars are registered on UK roads right now? Go on, have a little guess.
120.
Incorrect. 32. Very, very, very rare and exclusive.
Wow,
car.
That is really
Mr. Tom Lenthal, you're doing very well for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so that 32 is your starting number.
Mm-hmm.
5 points and above, you get to keep this doofer.
Right.
Which is very, very exciting. It's a Las Vegas doofer.
A doofer.
Who knows what it does?
Not a lot if I take it home.
Fair. So you can't use it in the UK and you've written off this TV.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Okay, so your first car, are there more or less Mitsubishi IMEV? Are there more or less than 32 registered in the UK right now for 1 point and one step closer to the doofer?
I am going to say there are...
Mm-hmm.
More.
Give me a number. Go on, estimate.
60.
So you think there's more Mitsubishi IMEVs than there are Project 8s?
Yeah.
Correct! There are 159.
Okay, more than I thought.
There are. Yeah. So why don't you, for now, to like get the excitement up, hold the doofer.
I'm holding the doofer.
Wow. How does it
That's
feel?
That's nicely weighted, actually. Yeah.
Go on, describe it to people listening
the shape
with their eye holes.
It reminds me of a Cybertruck.
Oh, it does a little bit, yeah.
Because it's very sort of sharp and modern.
Yeah.
And it's satin feel doofer.
Is this something that you'd like to take home from Las Vegas as a memento?
No.
No. Is this something... Wow, Taylor, is this something you want to take home?
I don't think I can. It's got batteries in it.
Crying out. Sorry, everyone. I panicked and I just found a doofer. Do you want a doofer or an empty glass bottle?
No, that's my beer.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. No, okay. But you get to keep the doofer.
I'll keep the doofer.
You get to keep your integrity.
I'll keep the doofer and I'll put it in my caracottage.
So you have got... That would be great. We should put it on the wall. So one out of one. So you got 1 point. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Next car is the Peugeot 106 Rally. Are there more or less than 159 registered on UK roads? Come on. I'm going to have to push you.
I think there's less.
You think there's less?
I think 70.
70. There's actually 137, which is less. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, well done.
Mm.
Well, wow, you are one step closer to the doofa. You really want the doofa. The next car, Taylor.
Yeah.
The Volkswagen Passat R36.
Mm.
Are there more or less than 137? There's one for sale on Facebook Marketplace right now, isn't there, for about $5,000?
I've seen a few of them. I think.
Yeah.
I have seen R36s on the roads.
Have you seen more R36s than you have seen 106 rallies?
Yes. So I'm going to say there's more.
Oh, sorry to disappoint you. That doofer is one step away now. There's 111.
Oh, okay.
So, slightly
less.
There are slightly less, by 26 quick maths.
Mm.
Okay, your next car. Porsche 924 Turbo. More or less than 111. Is it more or less common than a Passat R36? The 924 Turbo.
Mm.
When's the last time you saw a 924 Turbo?
I've seen a couple of them.
Have you?
Bruno,
have you
seen... BDS Motorsport's got one. Mm.
But have you seen more Passat R36s?
Yeah.
You have? Oh, okay. So what's your answer?
I'm going to say there's less.
Taylor, God! I'm going to pass me a doofer, please. I'm going to have to actually
really
move it away from you.
924 turbos.
So there are 111 Passat R36s. There are 112.
Oh, come on.
924 turbos. Sorry.
That could change tomorrow.
The numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie. Okay, next car is the Maserati 3200 GT.
They are shit.
Yeah, okay. More or less than 112.
I don't know.
For crying out loud, that's not part of the game, man.
I don't really care because I don't like them.
All right.
They've got rubbish gearboxes.
Okay, I need a number. More or less than 112?
Less.
You're right. 87.
Mm.
Congratulations. I'm going to pass the doofer back to you.
This bloody doofer.
How does it feel? Does it feel good?
Oh, nice, yeah.
Still nicely weighted?
Yeah, good doofer.
All right, next car. The Audi Q7 V12 TDI. More or less than 3,200 GTs.
Less.
18. Well done. God, you won that. Next car, Dodge Ram SRT. SRT 10.
Oh, SRT 10.
SRT 10. More or less than 18 registered in the UK.
That's a bit of a tough one. Less.
There are more. 32.
Really?
32.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
So this is the decider now. I'm going to go straight to the decider, which is the Renault Safran.
Oh, the Renault Safran. Luke Campbell had one of those.
Did he?
He did.
Did he have a V6? Yeah, probably.
I think it was a 2 liter. I can't remember.
Okay, so as a reminder, there are 32 registered Dodge Ram SRT 10s. Mm-hmm. Are there more or less Renault Safrans? Is it more popular or less popular? This for the doofer. The Las Vegas doofer.
Less.
Give me the doofer and I will...
There's more Renault Safrans.
No, I've not. Oh, okay. I've not revealed it yet. Taylor Hetherington for the doofer. Oh, let me just slap it against your gut. There you go. That's his gut.
Right.
Taylor, the doofer, Las Vegas doofer, it's staying in Las Vegas.
Really?
Because there are 36 registered in UK roads. So I'm sorry. You can't have this one. But when you go back to your hotel room, you can probably nick that one.
Yeah, exactly. I've got to do a Mark McCann and rinse the place.
You do.
Stuff everything that's not glued down in my bag.
Yeah. Just don't show him any nuggets.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah, he likes nuggets.
He does. He really does. So we're going to move it on now. Podcast topic, which is currently empty on here on the script. However, I want to talk about the UK versus US car scene. What are your thoughts on that? Where's your heart lying at the moment? Has your mind changed a little bit? Because mine has.
It is quite different. It is quite different.
Yeah.
But it's saying that.
Yeah.
There is quite a lot of different car scenes in the UK. And there are quite a lot of different car scenes in the US.
Mm.
So it's a bit hard to say, really. I mean, you've always got a variation between people that are into electric cars or people that are into classic cars or people that are into, you know, heavily modified cars.
Speaking of electric cars and stuff, today, sorry to interrupt as well. This morning at the SEMA breakfast, like, kickoff thing, like, the president of SEMA basically said that we are at war with EV drivers. Like, I was like, wow, that's really strongly worded.
He did say that.
Yeah. He did. We are at war with EVs.
I don't think he meant it in that way.
He said it in that way.
He might have. He's probably a bit old-fashioned. But yeah. Look.
It was very impressive. I was like, fair play. America, that's what I did.
There's one thing that does annoy me about the car scene in general.
Yeah.
It's not just the British car scene or the American car scene.
Mm.
It's negativity towards each other.
Yeah.
So, all right. Electric cars aren't really my thing, but I don't...
Wow, that's very politely put.
But they're not. They're not my cup of tea. I will test them.
Oh, this is shit.
No, they are a bit shit, but I will test them and I will drive them and I will drive them with an open mind.
Yeah.
In that, do you know what? I might like one, but I don't. Every time we do a road trip in an electric car, I always get out of it thinking, I'm happy to get out of this.
Yes.
I'm happy to give the keys.
As we were yesterday.
Yeah. I'm happy to give the keys back to someone else and drive off in my V10 or my V8 or whatever I'm driving on the day.
Yeah.
Whereas whenever we go on a road trip in anything else, even if it's really shit, I'm a bit sad because I fall in love with it. We bond with it.
Yeah.
You know, like even Ediff, when we went to Paris, that Citroen BX, absolute crock of shit. It was pissing out water everywhere.
Oh, it was bad.
And it was rusty. But we loved Ediff.
We did, yeah, I missed Ediff.
We bonded with that car. We just don't do that with electric cars.
No.
And, you know, there's other stuff out there that I'm not a massive fan of and it's not really my thing. But I don't look down on people because of that. If someone wants to love electric cars and be enthusiastic about it and modify it and do what they want to, fair play. And I think the same goes for other people. Like, there's a lot of people that comment, you know, on our videos saying, oh, don't like seeing BMWs, I'm fed up with it, blah, 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 don't like BMWs. You might not like BMWs, but why the negativity?
Isn't it?
Just enjoy it and enjoy what we're doing and what we're driving and not so much the car, but how it makes us happy.
Yeah.
Because that's what we want to see at the end of the day.
I find that the people in the UK, they just don't really like and support success that much. Whereas in the US, like, people really love to see success stories.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter what anyone's doing in the US. If people are successful, everyone else is happy about
it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whereas in
very different mindset in the UK.
Yeah, yeah. And you only realise that when you come to the US.
Yeah.
When you're in the UK, you just sort of get used to it because that's how everyone is.
We are very negative as a nation, aren't we?
It's not so much negativity. I think it's a lot of it is judgmental.
Mm.
Like, everyone's very judgmental. And yeah. Like, oh, he's doing that and he's doing this and blah, 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 blah. And it's, I don't like that.
Mm.
I don't like that negativity and judgmentalness. Yeah. And there's a lot of piss takers.
There is. Yeah.
And, you know, we like to have a laugh and say that certain things are shit. But if there's people out there, as I say, that have got, you know, an electric car and modify it and love it, fair play to you.
Oh, we've seen some amazing modified electric cars.
Oh,
like, we saw the Cybertruck today with...
Oh, my God. They
turn into a dually. A dually is like double wheel on each axle at the rear.
Yeah.
And it had, like, really wide arches. It was fantastic.
And it had, like, 30-inch chrome wheels on
Yes.
it. I've never seen anything like
and
it in
LED
my life.
And LED lights on the inside as well. So that at night must look incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, like, fair play.
Yeah. And then we spoke to another man called Lucky, who has, like, a tuning shop. And he's taken a Tesla Model... 3?
Yeah, Model 3, yeah.
Model 3, and he has shortened it by 13 inches. He's
turned
made
it into
a two-door, and he has put a 2JZ engine in as well. So,
which is insane.
It is insane.
Yeah. And there's a lot of that in the UK as well. There's a lot of people building some insane cars UK.
But they do it bigger and better in the US, don't
they?
Oh,
yeah, they do. Well, you say that. I've seen some really cool cars come out of the UK as well. Mm. Really, really cool cars. But yeah, I just like seeing everyone so enthusiastic and happy about it. And that's one thing that I love seeing whenever we go to a lot of shows in the UK, like the NEC Classic Car Show, is everyone goes there to exhibit their creations.
Yeah.
And exhibit what they've built and stuff that they've thought, I want to do that.
Mm.
And I want to do it a bit differently to everyone else. And then I want to show everyone else what I've done. And I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
As for road trips down in the US, like, oh my God, night and day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we spent 2 days with, the Tesla Cybertruck. And just the vastness and just driving through the Nevada desert and just looking around, it's just like, it is breathtaking. Everything you see,
it's vast, amazing.
It's massive, it's awe-inspiring. And it just reminds you how small, insignificant, and pathetic you are, because there is so much around you that you just can't grasp.
Yeah, yeah, it is insane. And it's, as I said to you earlier, it's so amazing. It almost feels fake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to pinch yourself as you're doing it. Like, it's just insane.
And the fact that we're in the Sahara Hotel, 16th floor. Behind us is, what is that? The massive Strat building. There's Las Vegas behind us. It's just like, it doesn't feel real. I don't think this will compute until next week after SEMA, after the NEC Classic Motor Show. And I'll just have like a second to chill and be like, holy shit, last week I was in Vegas.
Yeah, and we did all of this.
And we did all of this. Like, yeah, it's amazing. I don't want to bang on about it too much and say, oh, what we're doing is amazing. But like, for us as human beings, this is an absolutely incredible experience. Yeah. And we're like so privileged and thankful that we get to do shit like this.
Yeah. And do you know what? I would highly recommend it to anyone else listening to this.
Yeah.
If you ever, you know, get the opportunity to go out to, you know, somewhere like SEMA or Vegas, or do a road trip, or want to do a road trip, or think, you know, I want to do something like that, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
And you know what? It seems like, again, like unobtainium to go to Vegas and do stuff like this, but it's actually quite easy. You book your flights, you get in, you download this, Turo app, which basically Airbnb for cars. And then you can hire anything you want.
Yeah, and they're quite cheap as well.
Yeah, 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 exactly, yeah.
I mean, I was looking earlier, I can rent a Dodge Challenger.
Oh, yeah.
GT. Yeah. Oh, it's not the big super.
Is that a V6?
It's a V6.
Oh, for crying out, don't do that.
But it looks really, really cool. Yeah. And they're like $58 a day. And it's like,
which is about 45 quid. 40 quid, 45 quid.
And we probably spent more than Ubers on that today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we have.
Like,
it's
ridiculously cheap. A lot of other stuff here is quite expensive, like groceries and... I spent £38 on an iPhone lead this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Because I broke mine, which was absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. But honestly, if you've ever thought about doing it, just put your mind to it and just do it.
Just get it done. Yeah, book early and then tickets aren't too bad.
Yeah, I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah. And it is only like one direction. It's about 10 hours and then home.
Yeah.
It's about 9 hours.
Yeah,
or maybe a bit less. For me, someone who hates flying, like, it was all right.
You got... horrendously drunk. I don't remember anything.
If you do it, just get horrendously drunk, throw up in a toilet, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I got off the plane hungover. Like, I've never done that before. It was really impressive.
That was impressive.
Thank you very much.
That was good going. Yeah.
Mm. So, tomorrow, what time is it now? It's like 10 p.m. Tomorrow, we're going to get up early. Yeah. We're going to go to SEMA. We're going to have an amazing time. We're going to try and watch or have a look at as much stuff as possible. And then Thursday, we're going to go back to Sin City BMW.
We are, yeah.
So, yeah, exciting few days ahead. We've got loads of content coming out. We've got the Tesla Cybertruck road trip, which will be really exciting. And then I fly back on Thursday because I'm an idiot. And I double booked myself.
You did,
The Classic Motor Show. I love doing the Classic Motor Show.
I do too as well, but... Yeah. I'm in Vegas.
You are in Vegas, baby.
And I want to make the most of Vegas. Yes. So you're going out Thursday, and then me and Rory are staying out until Saturday.
Yes,
so we're
going
to rent another car, and we're going to go on a little trip on our own.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Leaving me in rainy UK. But I'll be at the Classic Motor Show, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
Yeah. I think it's also worth mentioning as well.
Yeah.
A big shout out.
Oh, go on.
The only reason we're here... is because of EBC brakes.
That is true. Yeah, massive shout out to
they
EBC.
They have really supported us, and they brought us over, and they've given us the opportunity to have a great time over here. So thank you to them. Yeah. And they are also giving everyone 20% off using our code, which is...
AutoAlex20. So literally, if you need new brakes, upgraded brakes, now is the time, because you get 20% off everything on the EBC website.
Yeah, so
that is a massive saving.
It's a massive saving. Yeah. And if you want, you know, upgraded discs or upgraded pads, or if you fancy going on a track day next year when the weather brightens up or whatever, buy them now.
Exactly,
because
you
get 20% off, which is save a shitload of money. Saving.
Yeah.
Might actually order some for the M5 when I get.
Oh, really?
Mm. put some nice juicy brakes on it.
Oh, juicy.
They
juicy.
Also do some really nice big brake kits now. Which
I have
got.
A big brake kit for my E46 M3 Touring. Yeah. They look the bollocks.
Yeah. I didn't even know they did those. Yeah. And I was looking, I was like, wow, these are actually like really, really nice kits.
So I think the big brake kit is like, what, £1,100, something like that?
Yeah.
Which so is, if you use the code now for something like that, you get like £200 and something off.
Yeah, which is a massive
saving. It's huge.
So yeah, massive shout out to EBC. Thank you very much. Indeed, really appreciate that.
As for us, I think Rory has probably passed out on your bed.
I think he's passed away.
He probably has passed away. Or maybe he's just getting through your t-shirt pile. Just cleaning himself up.
If he has vomited or shit on my carpet.
Jesus Christ.
Or what I'm more worried about is I have two room keys.
Oh.
Two of which are now in that room. Oh. If he's fallen asleep and refuses to answer the door, I am going to be infuriated.
Oh shit, because I'm not sharing a room with you because you snore terribly.
And I'm not sharing a room with you.
Why?
Because you fart, because you're old. It just comes out of your ass because you've got a bag of
ass. I do have a bag of ass, apparently. And with that, we're going to end the podcast now. We've been talking for an hour, which is great. And we have the Vegas, night sky behind us, which is fantastic.
Skyline,
exactly. So we need to get to bed because we feel like shit. You look terrible.
Do I?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Why? Yeah. Are you?
You look really old.
You look fat.
I am fat.
I am old. thank you very much for listening to the Auto Addicts Podcast, episode 55. Please bear with us. Bear with Rory as well. He's going through some shit at the moment, quite literally.
He is, yeah.
Next time we will be back with more energy, more power, baby. Probably we might do a podcast with the Sin City guys because they have got some stories.
Yeah, they really do. Cool.
So from us, thank you very much again. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. Be nice to everyone as well. Just be positive.
Yeah. All right? And enjoy some cars.
Enjoy some cars. And with that, thank you very much. We will see you and listen to you with our eyes and our ear holes next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Bob.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.